Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. It seems like we make general statements as women about men, but we have detailed expectations, you know what I mean? And it's an impossible thing at times. So say a word about our expectations, how that's not actually good for us, but it's not good for them either.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I have come across as well in coaching, counseling, at women's retreats is this expectation that a man is never going to let me down. And though we would never cognitively even think it probably, we certainly would never speak it, but many of us live as though we want our man to be just like Jesus Christ. We want him to know what we're feeling, what we're thinking, never let us down, feel all the same things that we feel, want all the same things that we want, and we do really set him up for a lot of unrealistic expectations. And in that, I was completely guilty of that, Susie. I remember when Greg and I were first married, I had this long list of expectations. And honestly, I had convinced myself that he was the one to blame. And in a process of having a very back and forth conversation that led to Greg speeding off in his white SUV, he said, "Julie, I love you, but I can't live like this anymore." And his pronunciation of that scared me, and I thought, I went through one divorce. I don't want to go through another. And so I fell prostrate on my floor. I cried out to God. I said, "God, I don't care who's right. I don't care who's wrong anymore. Change me. Change him. Whatever needs to take place." And in that private time of prayer, God planted again. He speaks to me in one-liners. You know, I wish he spoke audibly because it would make it so much simpler. But he spoke very clearly to my mind, and he said, "Julie, quit being Greg's Holy Spirit." And in that moment, I realized I was the perpetrator. I was the one who set him up for failure. And one of my favorite quotes by Ralph Waldo Emerson is that every man deserves to be remembered by his best moments, not his worst. Hmm. And when I began to, in a very practical way, and the book addresses some different ways that we can gravitate towards what's pure, what's holy, what's right. But as I began to bless instead of curse, when I started to find out what I loved instead of what was lacking, and a whole list of about 10 other things that I put into practice, as I did those things, my husband became one of the most charming, amazing men. Now, he was always that man, but it wasn't until I allowed him to be who he was and step into that role and believe the best about him that he arose to the occasion.